With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. Widening their Senate majority, Republicans can now claim 53 seats in the upper house of Congress with the election victory of Dave McCormick in Pennsylvania. And there is the potential of a 55-seat Republican majority, depending on the outcome of races in Arizona and Nevada. Republicans appear on track to retain their hold on the House.
Republicans picked up three more hard-fought seats Thursday in Pennsylvania. Scott Perry, Rob Bresnahan, and Ryan McKenzie. Republican Young Kim won re-election to a House seat in California, and Republican Jeff Hurd won election to the U.S. House in Colorado's 3rd Congressional District. Democrat Laura Gillen won election to a House seat in New York Thursday, defeating Republican Congressman Anthony D'Esposito. Democrats defended three key House seats in Nevada, wins that helped them hold ground in a nationwide race for House control. House Democratic leader Hakeem Jeffries said in a statement, quote, "We must count every vote in the tight race for House control." Bernie Bennett, Washington.
President-elect Trump has chosen his White House chief of staff.
Trump didn't waste any time announcing one of the most important staffing decisions. He tapped Susie Wiles, the manager of his victorious campaign, to be chief of staff. She will become the first woman to serve in that role. Wiles is widely credited within and outside Trump's inner circle for running what was his most disciplined and well-executed campaign. During his first term in office, the former president went through four chiefs of staff. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Also at SRNnews.com, Amsterdam's acting police chief says Israeli fans were singled out for attack after a soccer match. Israel says it was an anti-Semitic attack, and Israel dispatched a couple of jetliners to fly Israelis back home. The attack sent five people to the hospital. The fierce winds expected to subside today, helping crews battling that massive wildfire in Ventura County, California. This is SRN News. Another church attack in Canada.
Vandals have launched a third assault on a Polish Catholic house of worship in Edmonton, smearing it with graffiti and twice trying to burn it down. No one knows why Holy Rosary Church has become the target of such repeated attacks, but Canadian churches all across the country are in the crosshairs. In the last 3 years, arsonists have tried to burn down at least 24 churches, and others have been the subject of different kinds of vandalism. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Nebraska was the only state to have a pro-life and a pro-abortion amendment before the voters on Tuesday, and the pro-life measure won resoundingly. That means the state's current ban on abortion after the first 12 weeks of pregnancy is a part of the state constitution. Nebraskans rejected the competing amendment. It would have established the right to have an abortion until the point that an unborn baby could survive outside the womb. It was possible that both measures might have passed, forcing a vote count to see which one would take effect. This is SRN News. They're hunting for a bunch of fugitives in coastal South Carolina.
Three monkeys have escaped from a compound used for medical research in Yemisee, South Carolina. They're rhesus macaques, all females weighing about 7 pounds, and so young and small they haven't been used for testing yet. Police Chief Gregory Alexander says they present almost no danger to the public, not infected with any disease, but perhaps a little skittish. In an interview with WCIV, Yemisee Town Administrator Matthew Garnes advises Lowcountry locals,
do not approach them, do not try to feed them, do not try to take one as a pet, but just remain where you are inside, somewhere safe, and just contact 911. Advise them of your location.
I'm Ben Thomas.
And we're not sure if they've rounded up all of the llamas that got away in Provo, Utah the other day. Five managing to escape their owner. They were spotted wandering along the railroad tracks, maybe hoping to catch a train to make good their getaway. More details, SRNnews.com.